Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, October 11th. Hi, Tori.
Hello.
And today is also the eve of Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Which is the holiest day, the most sacred day in the Jewish religion.
Holy holies.
Hasn't been for me, though, for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah, hasn't been that sacred for me because I kind of like got out of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And having also met a woman that was not religious, or not even, I mean, we were not religious at home at all. But there was tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing all the rituals and
yeah.
everything. Or not all of them. But Yom Kippur is a day that everybody sort of observes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I don't fast. You know, we eat at home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, fine, that sounds good to me. I hate Yom Kippur.
So if you don't know, we're supposed to fast, meaning you don't eat for 24 hours. And then
right.
you have something called break fast, which is where that's where breakfast came from. And you chow down.
Right.
So we always had Yom Kippur break fast at my house. And man, we had it.
Those are fun.
Catered. It was just bagels.
Really? How could you guys eat so much after
so
a whole 24 hours of eating?
I could eat. I ate so much. And then I go for a second. No.
Really?
My God. And then there were, such good food.
Because the body can't handle a lot of food after 25 hours.
Well, my body can.
Really?
Yes.
Hallelujah. There you go.
Yeah, very good.
There's always hope.
Always hope. Yeah, in Yom Kippur, you're supposed to atone for your sins. So anyone out there I've offended, I'm so sorry.
There you go. And you think that's going to erase everything.
That's it. That's all I have to do.
There's a meme that says Yom Kippur is not a delete button
or
a reset button.
That's all I have to do, apparently.
Yeah. But between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there are 10 days. And these are the days you're supposedly being judged and whether you live for another year.
I forgot I was being judged. That's terrible.
Right. We're being judged. So tomorrow we will be definitely signed into the book of life or death. And
all right.
Sounds scary.
Here's
people,
hoping.
Right?
Here's fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know. But tradition is tradition,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah.
and I feel that really Judaism is really, there's a lot of assimilation and stuff,
oh, yeah.
you know. So, I mean, look at you.
I'm married an Irish Catholic. But again,
but you bring Jewish kids whether you like it or not.
Yeah, well, I will. But I also will have traditions. But I will have, like, I'm going to do Hanukkah, but I'm also going to be like Christmased out.
Right, yeah.
yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, so I'm going to do Yom Kippur, but I also, I don't know about Easter. I'm not a big fan of the pastel.
Yeah.
The dying of the, I mean, the egg hunt might be fun, I think.
Exactly, but you don't like the religious side of
right,
it.
Right, like, but it's all pagan anyway. It's like a fertility sign,
yeah,
you know,
right.
the egg. It's nothing to do with, it's really very little. I know it has to do with Jesus, but the symbols
right.
are very pagan. But
yeah.
I will do certain traditional, I think traditions are helpful. They
yeah.
are good memories for kids to have.
Yeah.
So that's
But
important.
Easter is a very holy holiday,
yeah.
you know, so that's why, you know, you have to be a big believer
yeah.
to really
I might just
observe
have,
it.
I just might hide eggs and be like.
Exactly, yeah.
yeah.
Who cares about yeah, and you don't really know why.
Yeah, just it's just fun. It's just fun. Don't worry about it. Because that'll be fun.
That's true, yeah. So, yeah, but that's religion for you. You know, I mean, I love tradition. I love everything. I have a strong faith in God. But I just don't subscribe to all the rituals I grew up with. You know, it's
yeah.
sort of like, it doesn't resonate with me anymore.
I think a lot of what's interesting is you are relating to a lot of millennials of the generation. It's just a very secular
yeah,
generation.
That's true.
So they have just gone away. And to be honest, they've gone away from religion because what have they seen religion do? Start a lot of wars.
That's true.
So there's a sense of going into science, technology, and moving away from a faith-based religion and into more of a science-based life. And I think
right.
that's really interesting. It does make me think we're all going to turn into robots a little bit. But like, whatever. I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, I mean, but look, people need that spiritual side for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but spiritual now means something more than, I think,
right.
you're like traditional
like
religious.
The rituals and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
No, but
which is much better, I think.
And you're right. Look, I mean, some people look at religion as something that's like wars and stuff, but also look at it from the point of view that that's where all most of our laws came from, you know,
mm-hmm.
From the Bible. Families, communities stay together thanks to religion,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there are a lot of positives positive things in it, then I think that's why it survived for so many
years. Oh, of course. I do, too. You know? There's a definite shift, I think, into...
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, and I think it's because you've seen wars on top of wars on top of civil wars. Shiites, the Sunnis, like, in between religions now are fighting. So right. It's like... It's just interesting.
Yeah.
The jihadist way of a religious war has sort of led a new generation to back out maybe a little bit. So.
Yeah. And maybe also like Bible school and stuff in the United States maybe turned off some people.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Hebrew school for 3 days out of the week.
Mm.
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
Well, we just chatted. It was
a lot
of chatting, which I think is point of like me meeting Jewish kids. Do you know
right.
what I mean? I think they were trying to like socialize us.
Right.
We played some music. We learned Hebrew. We did some like challah covering and stuff. It was fun.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think it was a little too many days, to be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of days.
But if you, all I can say is if you really want to feel Jewish, then you got to live in Israel. You know, that's where, because those are national holidays,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
huge.
Everybody feels it.
Yeah.
Like on Yom Kippur, nobody walks, nobody drives.
Yeah, right.
So everybody walks in the streets.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's a different kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, you meet friends, you meet people, you go to temple, all these things,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But for me, just another day we're working.
Mm-hmm.
It's a radio station.
Yeah.
Who cares about Yom Kippur?
Come
they
on.
Don't care. They're like, you better be here. You
yeah,
know?
Right. You better
yeah.
show up.
Yeah.
No, I used to get really dressed up for Yom Kippur and go to temple in D.C. And we went to a conservative. It wasn't Reform. It was really pretty, like Hebrew for hours at a time. But I remember it being, what are you wearing? The girls would be like, ooh, she wore that for Yom Kippur. Because you were so hungry. That's all you were thinking about.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So much Hebrew. I'm like, I don't understand what's
about.
Happening. Yeah.
I know. For me, it's always like getting even actually thirsty more
mm-hmm,
than hungry,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I know.
You can't have anything.
You can have nothing.
And it's crazy. But you know what? What's wrong with cleansing your body once a year? You know what
yeah,
I'm
I see
saying?
Nothing. Come on. That's so L.A. That
yeah,
is so
you know,
L.A.
That's what I'm saying.
Yom Kippur is such an L.A. thing.
It.
Like fat juice cleanse fast. Oh, my God. That's such a Los Angeles thing. Wow.
Thank you all for joining us. In a few minutes, we have a great guest in the studio. We're going to have a fun show. As always, we always have fun
always.
Shows, of course. And yesterday, we had Alan Cardoza and Matt Polacek here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the hosts of Answers for the Family, which comes on Monday 11 right here. And so I invited them to come regularly on the show,
oh,
maybe
great.
Every couple weeks or something.
Oh, wow, that's
you know?
Great. They were really good. They're great.
They're great conversationalists. They have a lot of things that are interesting. You know, Alan goes and he finds abandoned or runaway kids, and he brings them back. And you know, Matt helps people with addictions.
They're
and
amazing
so,
people.
Yeah, and they're just fun, you know.
Yeah.
I got to start hanging out with them, too, you know.
Yeah, maybe you should, maybe start that bromance out, like, correctly.
A bromance.
Yeah,
definitely.
You said
there's
it.
Definitely one there, you know.
Maybe bring him, maybe ask Alan out for a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing fancy.
Yeah.
No handsy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't think he's, I don't know if he's hitched or not.
Oh,
I'll
but it's
have
okay.
To find
you're
out.
Not trying
yeah.
to, like, come on.
No. No, but someone to go pick up chicks with.
I
you
see,
know?
I see. You are such a, I love it. Pepe Le Pew to the heart.
I love Pepe Le Pew.
I know
are
you do.
Me?
He loves, that's
he's
you
my
and
character.
Your spirit animal
he's
is Pepe
character.
Le Pew. The creepy ass skunk.
But he's like forever optimistic.
He really,
you know?
He has a lot of heart and
yeah.
a lot of hope, doesn't he?
I know. Maybe
a little
that's
aggressive
why I like him because I was never that optimistic. I'd right away think that the rejection and stuff. But
yeah.
he's like, he doesn't care, you
no.
know? He's like, oh, mon amour, mon chéri.
You love it.
I'm the locksmith of love, no?
I love it.
Yeah, but of course.
To every woman, I'm like, get away from me. Creepy, creepy, creepy. No, he was just one of the most aggressive cartoons I remember being like,
yeah,
ooh,
right.
back off, Pepe.
Well, yeah, well, he just loves, you know.
He's French.
Yeah, he's an amorous person.
Yeah, he sure is. Grab him by the blank.
The fact that he's oblivious to the way he smells is also...
You think that's... That is cute. I never thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody dies around him when he walks by because he's skunk.
Oh, okay. Okay, I am getting much more of a backstory here to Pepe
right.
Le Pew.
Now you know why the cats don't like him when he chases
I thought it was just
because
he was, like, kind of, like, creepy.
No.
I got it. So he smells bad and he's creepy.
He's a skunk, yeah. And he just hops, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know. Pepe Le Pew and who else? Bugs Bunny, I love. Donald Duck, I think, is amazing. Not Donald Duck, Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Amazing. Do you have any favorite Looney Tunes?
See, I, like, grew up with, like, Animaniacs and all those. So, like,
that's true,
you
right?
Know what I mean?
Like,
Elmer Fudd just seemed like a white redneck hunter who I didn't like. So I guess I could say who I don't like.
Yeah, right.
Elmer Fudd seemed like, to be honest, like kind of like, this is going to sound really bad, but like a Trump supporter, kind of like just like, hey, I'm going to shoot things. I don't know. Sorry if that was offensive on Yom Kippur. He seemed always a little stupid to me. But, you know, yeah. I loved Animaniacs. I loved, yeah, I liked different cartoons.
Yeah.
Duckwing Duck.
Actually, you were already older when Rugrats came out, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I was like right there. Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rugrats was like that huge hit. And I kept thinking that their
Remember
hair looked
that?
Like yeah,
yeah.
looked like pubes. I hated that show.
Yeah,
everyone
I know.
Loved that show.
Yeah, and my kids loved that
loved
show.
It.
And then they loved that Barney, that dinosaur.
Fuck
the
that
purple dinosaur.
Fucking
that
Barney.
Was like everybody's biggest nightmare.
Now everyone hates Barney fatigue is so strong. No one likes him. He's yeah. like, doo-doo-doo.
But I'll bet you he'll come back.
I don't think so.
It's
he
been
would
a long
hate it.
Time.
He went too far. He crossed that pop culture line as an expert in pop culture. He crossed that line where he's like, what is it? It's like Hanson. Like, you can't come back. For, you know what I mean? Like, that Barney thing is now a pastiche of the pop culture. Like, Tinky Winky. You can't have, like, the Teletubbies come back.
Yeah.
They were just too much.
That's true, yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm eager to get to our guests. I just wanted to bring this up because it's big news that Samsung has dropped the Galaxy Note 7.
Oh, yes. Yes, they, unfortunately, there's a little flaw, not big, they just exploded in your pants.
In your face, yeah.
Not a big thing. Started some car fires, not a problem.
Right.
So it turns out they are halting and stopping not only the making of it, but taking back any, they're not selling in any retail, they're just halting complete production.
Complete production.
Complete production.
Wow.
So now I'm like, I was like, what is Apple's biggest competitor now?
Yeah. Well, it's still them. And the funny thing is that they've been in court for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was just reading that it's close to a decision or it just finally went to court.
Yeah.
Or something that Apple is suing Samsung for stealing a lot. And I can see why.
My
you know
God.
What I mean?
I spoke to my Apple genius and he said Apple has the same thing. It's the battery that explodes. But what Apple does is it wraps their battery in wires so that if there ever is an explosion, he's seen explosions, but it just dents out the phone a little bit because it's protected by a cage of wires.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, hint to Samsung,
yeah.
get a cage of wires.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a really easy option.
I know, but maybe they weren't able to copy that, huh?
I mean, I'm sure you could figure out a way to like use a different wire to make it different than Apple's. But yeah, no, Samsung, and my friend has just gotten the big one. Like, she's so proud of it.
Yeah.
And she got a text every morning that said, please take back this phone. It will
oh
explode
God.
In your pants.
God.
Imagine that.
Wow, what a fiasco that is. Yeah. What an embarrassment,
just
my
like
God.
Trump. Explodes in your pants.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we're going to bring in our guest right now who's sitting here patiently.
Yes.
Or not so patiently. He's dying to talk.
Yeah, he's laughing, though. I like it.
We're making him laugh, which is a good thing. We have Steve O. Young in the studio. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I see you're already having fun, so that's a good thing, right? We kind of like to ease our guests into the fun.
I love the intro.
Yeah, you know.
You know, some exploding phones, Trump.
Exactly.
Exploding in the pants. And now Steve O. Young.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we could have been talking about private parts
right.
too that Donald Trump referred to. But
I'm sure we'll get to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's
do that.
Oh
Let's
God.
Do I'm excited for that.
So, Steve, you joining us. Finally, we had to reschedule a couple times.
Yeah.
You're a busy person.
Yeah, my schedule is a little bit random and crazy.
Yeah, you know? Tell us what it is that you do.
Well, welcome to LA, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm an actor. Wah, wah, wah. But I'm an Asian actor.
Woo-hoo!
Asian American actor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a guy,
yeah.
so that's kind of cool.
That's
there's not too many of us out there.
True. Or represented, is there?
Or represented.
That's absolutely
but,
true.
You know, and yes, stereotypically, I do martial arts as well. So I kind of bounce in between doing stunts and acting. Now more acting, obviously.
Wow,
and,
how cool is that?
Yeah, so like... kind of like one of my day jobs is like, okay, I'm like the fight choreographer for a TV show.
Oh, wow.
Last Ship on TNT.
Wow.
Which I was like a recurring character last season. And then now this season, I'm like helping put together the fights.
That's so much fun.
Do some stuff. Yeah, it's cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you get to do things you love to do and that you're good at, right?
What is the Last Ship about?
Last Ship is it's exactly like the title says.
Yeah, like apocalyptic,
yeah,
right?
Apocalyptic.
There's one ship left. Okay.
Yeah. There's Walking Dead, then there's Last Ship. There needs to be a crossover, man. I'm telling you.
They go on a cruise.
They go on a cruise.
The Walking Dead cruise
exactly.
line.
Exactly. Then Eric Dane saves them.
Totally.
Come on, I'm totally down for that. I would watch that.
Oh, Eric Dane. He was always at my coffee shop.
Oh, really?
And he I always went up to him and went, hello. Yeah. And he was like, please stop talking to me.
Great guy. He didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that, but he did look like, and I just thought like he was so cute. I was like, McSteamy.
I think that all the time. Man, Eric, you are just a handsome dude.
Hottie.
Wow. So you guys work together and stuff too?
Yes. He's the lead, right?
He is the lead, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow, very cool. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I don't know. Is the show still running?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just got renewed for a fourth and a fifth season.
Mazel.
So, yeah, exactly. Nice.
So we'll get. So if we go to some past shows, we can see you.
Yeah, or? If you go to actually last season, so it just finished. But yeah, I'm in like 5-6 episodes.
Oh, fun.
I have a big fight, 2 big fight scenes.
Wow.
Yeah. I won't spoil anything.
Yeah, right.
I may, you know, I die. Right.
Oh, no, what?
But you
Asian found no spoil,
yeah, right?
But you found, yourself a niche, though, right?
I mean,
if you need a nice, handsome, probably Asian man that knows how to fight and all that stuff,
right.
You're perfect.
Yes, yes. I'm also good at math.
And I would imagine there's a lot of demand for that, you know?
Well, you know, I will say that I do think the demand is increasing.
I would say it's not where we'd like it to be.
Of course,
but like, and I think people like on Aziz Ansari has really been strong to point it out. What is it, Fresh Off the Boat has also
Correct.
Those guys have been like, wow, we are the only representative of Asians on the whole, you know, primetime network. So there's very few, but it is growing a bit.
Yeah, they say there's 1 in 22 roles are written for Asians in Hollywood. You know, in China obviously all the roles are for Asians.
Sure.
So sometimes I'm like, man, I should just, why was I not born in China?
Damn it.
Tell you what, that was my bad.
Sorry,
my bizzle.
But yeah. Maybe next time.
Maybe next. Plan it better.
Maybe
next time. Yes, I'm gonna have to talk to my parents.
That's right.
Tell you what.
How could you do this?
Got to plan ahead.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. No, my parents are very supportive though, so
it's
actually kind of an anomaly.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of times you'll hear Asian actors go, "Oh, you know, my parents wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer," and I'm like, my parents were like, just get B's and don't fail out of school.
How cool
do
is
whatever
that?
You want.
Well, where did you grow up? In California?
Yeah, I grew
of course
up,
he did. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
exactly. A California parent.
Yeah, yeah, such a laid back attitude.
Yeah, you can probably hear it from the accent. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everyone? Check it out. Yeah, I grew up in Cerritos, California. Cerritos, C-Town. I think what helped was I have an older brother who had to do all the rigorous schooling. You know, he became the businessman and he's doing very well. And, you know, here I am just trying to
He did the heavy lifting.
Right? He's the one. Yeah, he got yelled at. He got disciplined. I just had to watch from, you know.
No catastrophes. Yeah,
exactly.
You're fine.
Just
I'm a baby one, too. I'm the little one, and it's like, oh, I got away with everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many siblings?
I had an older sister, and she really was more protected. And then, and I was like, I'm going to be a stand-up.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Same story. That's what happened.
I know. When the younger ones often can be more creative or whatever it is, you know. In my family's case, I'm the oldest and I'm the most creative one of all.
Oh,
but
interesting.
Yeah, so it depends, I guess. But there's no rules about that. Who cares? Why am I even bringing it up?
Because we like to hear about it.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
I want to hear about your life.
No, I know, but it's just it doesn't make sense. So I'm just like, okay, let's move on. Okay, for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Steve-O Young, and he's an actress, a stuntman, martial artist, fight choreographer. So you do a lot of things.
I do, yeah.
How did you... before we get into how you got into this and stuff, maybe find out a little bit about you.
Sure.
So you grew up in Cerritos.
I grew up in Cerritos.
What was your childhood like? Was that sort of a protected kind of childhood?
Yeah, so boring.
Really?
So boring. I grew up in Cerritos, which actually has a very heavy Asian population. And then I went to high school in Cerritos at a place called Whitney High School, which is kind of like a magnet school, you know, for really smart Asians, which is like, man, if you're a smart Asian,
dude, you're
dang.
The top of the list.
Yeah, you're 1% of 1%.
Could not be better.
I was always like the average Asian when it came to, you know, academics, which is why I'm an actor. But, very protected, you know. You know, I did all the Americana stuff, though, you know, Little League. We did trick or treat, all that, you know. My mom, when she came to America first, she actually kind of, you know, she lived in the Midwest, so she learned all the
Americana,
like apple pie, mm-hmm. you know, how to do Thanksgiving right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, of course we
Midwest
put soy sauce in our turkey, but no, like legit, it's delicious.
The turkey is a glaze, or
yeah,
tell me more
like
about
a soy sauce glaze.
Oh my God.
It's like, and I've never seen it done.
Never heard
mom,
of it.
Yeah,
very
that's East West fusion.
Yeah,
but so for the longest time, it was like, oh, you know, this is what it's like to just be American. And then I went to college and I was like, oh, there's white people. Oh my God, I'm a minority. This is what it feels like?
Whoa.
What the hell is this?
What is this feeling?
That's how I was, because I went to a very Jewish place, Jewish school, mm-hmm, school. Mm-hmm. And I went to Michigan. I was like, why am I alone?
Oh, and you went to Michigan.
Yeah, I know.
Which I love Michigan. It's beautiful too. But boy.
Yeah, yeah, they're like Jews. What is that?
And there was a Jewish population, but it was like, I thought everyone was just a Jew.
Yeah.
And when I met my husband, he had never been in a Jewish person's home before.
Wow.
And I was like, my mind is blown. Like, what? I've only been in Jewish
people's home. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's all about perspective.
Yeah.
You know? In life, it's always
view.
About perspective.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I take the perspective of Pepe Le Pew, you know, because
I think yours is so interesting. To be honest, my very first crush was Tramp from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, of course.
The dog cartoon.
Which is odd.
He was not a human or real, but I thought he was sexy.
He's like the Han Solo of dogs.
He is the Han Solo of dogs. He's all raspy and poor. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? To get free food.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was like a dog pirate.
You're right. Know? Oh, he's a cowboy dog. Okay, you got it now.
Exactly.
Figured it out.
So, Steve, I mean, I'm looking at here of some of the things you've done.
Yeah.
And we'll go back to your childhood. But for those of us just joining us, I want to get some idea of who you are and mm-hmm. what you've done. I mean, look, you've been in some of the biggest movies in different capacities, right? I mean, even Star Wars, you were doing things there.
What?
Why would we lead with this?
What?
Independence
Tell me
Day,
everything.
Things like that. Yeah,
Star Wars Episode 7, I helped train Adam Driver for this sword. He just needed a guy to fight swords with.
And you did that?
Yeah. So
how is he as a person?
He is amazing.
I bet he is.
You know, and normally we turn off the mic and talk real stuff about what the real actors
are but
like.
You really
but I'm
like
telling
him.
You, this dude is great. He is like really, really good and really disciplined. He used to be a Marine.
Okay.
So he's like tougher than a
lot of his affect
people.
On girls is so different than
and,
Marine.
Well, you're right. And I until I trained him, I didn't see girls.
Oh.
And then after I trained him, I watched girls like, dude, this guy's a good actor.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And I loved him in Star Wars. I thought he was the perfect.
Yeah. Now, was he the bad guy?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Adam Driver's the bad guy.
That's right.
I didn't know what his name
was.
He's Kylo Ren.
He's Kylo Ren, but he's on the dark side.
He's like Darth Vader's grandson.
Right.
Exactly. Right. I mean, I enjoyed the movie.
Solo's
I thought
it's
son.
Yeah, I didn't want to give it away, but oh well. Yeah.
Oh no, that's it. People know.
Yeah. Did you like Episode 7? I mean, did you think it was pretty good compared to the others?
You know, I like it obviously because I like A New Hope.
Right.
Right. And it's very A New Hope-ish. But I will tell you what: when I was watching it in the theaters, it was like such a relief to see, like, okay, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was really relieved. God. I was relieved.
Yeah.
Because when I went to go see the new ones, the 1, 2, 3, they were just...
The prequels.
They were awful. They were just awful.
And you're right. I mean, and everybody thinks that.
The Jar Jar Binks, I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Right.
I was like, is this a racial stereotype on Asia? It was terrible.
Yeah. No, the Trade Federation guys.
God.
Right?
Yeah. Hello. And I'm like, my God.
Exactly.
I'm offended from the opening.
Although George Lucas, if you're listening, I would totally be in it.
Yeah, right. We love you. Also, George Lucas.
We love you, George Lucas.
Exactly. Anything you do with Star Wars, we love you.
That's true.
But he had his time, you know, with the, I remember with the first Star Wars and then Indiana Jones, and they were doing all these things and they were like so huge.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, you know, 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that they're still relevant after all this time.
George Lucas is like the pioneer.
Yeah.
Right.
He's the icon for a lot of people.
I mean, you know, because until Star Wars, I think we had like 2001 Space Odyssey, and then we had a Star Trek.
Yeah.
And that was how we pictured all the space movies.
Right.
And then suddenly Star Wars came out of nowhere.
It was amazing.
I remember in 77, was it? Mm-hmm. 76, 77. Came out of nowhere, and everybody was just blown away by it.
That's right.
You know?
You know what's the best is if you go behind the scenes in Star Wars and see how they did certain things, like how they did the opening credit, you know, the long words.
Yes, yes.
And
I
it's like, it was like
that.
A tiny little camera filmed on a little screen. It's
yes.
very cool to go in behind.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I remember first watching him. I was born after they all pretty much came out.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So my brother, my older brother, he popped into a VHS.
Yeah, VHS.
A recording from CBS, right? And it's the first Star Wars. So we're watching it. I watched that thing for like 2 years. 2 years later, he's like, hey, I got something you might like. It's another sequel. I'm like, why did you wait so long?
That's such a long wait.
Why did you wait so long? He had it the whole time.
That is holding back.
He just wanted to watch me suffer. That was crazy.
You want some more?
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you must have been beside yourself when you found out about it, huh?
Absolutely.
Wow, how amazing is that?
It was amazing. And then, you know, I went to England. I was lucky enough to go to England to work on Rogue One as well, which is coming out in December to be like a stormtrooper. I was double one of the guys.
So you were in the costume?
Yeah, which you would think is like super cool.
Is it hot? Is it hot?
Until
it's hot. Yeah, okay, I wanted to know everything. Okay, it's hot.
Until it starts to pinch, and then it's like, wait.
Can I ask you, is it in parts? You put the white helmet?
Yeah, it's like legit armor. Wow. Yeah, you legit put, you know, a lot of the stunt guys, we would like, you know, you'd put on pads and stuff, and then you realize, like, I don't need any
you
pads.
You have the stormtroopers.
I have all the armor I need.
Oh, you're wow. Just,
yeah, it was actually
what a moment
cool.
To put on a stormtrooper. Yeah.
I know. And then, you know, you go to the sets, and then I hope I'm, you know, I signed an NDA, so I can't give
away.
But, like, from the trailers, we know this. Everybody has period hair. And what I mean is, like, you know, 70s, because it's, like, it's taking place right after A New Hope. So, right before New Hope. So
it's groovy. It's groovy time.
Yeah, it's groovy feeling. And I was just there. I was like, oh, my God. I'm literally in Star Wars.
Isn't that amazing?
It was insane.
That's a peak moment.
Yeah, that's when I literally was like, you know, I could probably retire.
Yeah.
Sell knickknacks.
Yeah, George Costanza is like, when I tell a good joke and I'm out, I leave the party. You're like, Star Wars, I'm out.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. Quit while I'm
quit while you're
out.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. What a thing to have in your lifetime. Wow.
Sure.
And then Independence Day Resurgence, right?
Yeah.
Legion, The Last Airbender, Thor. Yeah,
right.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so you've
In October 27th, I'm in an episode where I play like the main bad guy of the week for Legends of Tomorrow on CW.
Whoa.
So that was really cool.
So you're just a hugely working actor constantly.
Well, hugely for me.
For you. For me too.
Yeah, I mean, no.
For Sam too.
You're busy and, you get good. And that's the thing, you know, I mean, Tori, look, we could say like, you know, pigeonholing him is like, racist thing, right? But what you did is you seized the niche, and you're saying, wait a minute, there is a demand for people like me. I'm just going to take advantage of it and be right there when they're looking for someone like that.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's very interesting.
I love the way that people look at it this way. And
you have to know your brand and you have to know like
exactly.
Your first day of acting school at Leslie Kahn, she was like, "What is your look like? What's your log line?" And it was like, you need to be able to give a casting director a log line that says, "I'm Tom Hanks mixed with, you know, I'm not. This isn't my log line, but I'm Tom Hanks mixed with some Ed Harris anger or something." You have to have it that short, and it encompasses absolutely everything specifically about you. So that's so smart. Like, finding a niche is exactly what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when I was growing up, you know, I was like, me as well as pretty much every other Asian boy or girl was like, dude, I just want to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Then I went to China and I trained a little bit after college in martial arts. I was already doing martial arts, but then I went to China and trained a little bit, and I was like, oh my God, everyone is Bruce Lee.
Yeah, everyone.
There's a billion of us. And we're all dope. This is crazy.
Everyone's amazing.
Yeah, so then I came back and I was like, I kind of had to rebrand a little bit. So I still have the martial arts, but
you kind of are like a modern Bruce Lee.
You know, I try.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You know, but like, you are like the fight, you know, in the fight choreography.
Sure.
I mean, all of that is so Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah. Well, but Bruce, you know, he always beat up people
he
on
sure
film.
Did.
I always get beat up.
Oh, man.
That's the
big difference.
But it keeps me humble. It keeps me hungry. It keeps me hungry. One day I won't get beat up.
That one day is going to be the best
day.
Well,
oh, my gosh. One day, if I ever become a star, I'm going to be a terror. Let me tell you.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to be the guy.
Go after everybody.
Yeah. Blue M&M's in my trailer now.
The writer.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Show up late to set. It's going to be awesome.
So funny.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, but that's cool. So at what point in your life did you decide, this is what I'm going to do? I want to get into acting and stuff.
Well, again, like most Asian kids, it's like I never really expected that to be a career. I just started doing acting out when I was in high school.
Really? It was like in plays and things like
that? Actually, my brother was in he was a senior in high school. I was a seventh grader. He was doing Our Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walked in after class after school to see his rehearsal, and the drama teacher is like, "You're small, you're cute.
Yo, you're a kid. Oh wow!"
I was like,
"There's
okay,
kids in there.
Okay, yeah."
Wow.
So I just did this thing. I had no idea what I was talking about. I think I had to milk a cow in the beginning of this show, and I was just like, "I don't know." And then after that, I was in like every play because it was just like, that's just something you do.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was a class clown because I was desperate for validation, which is ridiculous because I get enough from my mom and dad. But
me too. Me too. It's never enough.
It's never enough.
Never enough.
You
class
know.
Clown. I was
right?
like, give me every attention.
All the attentions.
Always.
And then, yeah, after I graduated college, I was going to do like computer design, like web design. And then my father and mother, actually, they told me, you know, if you want to try acting, right? Or they said this, you should do the job that you would do for free.
Oh, that's a great,
like,
wow.
Yeah, and they were like, if you want to, because I was like.
Look at the wisdom coming from parents, you know? I mean, often they say,
Confucius.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because people would do the exactly opposite thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they gave me 10 years. They said, if you really want to do acting, we'll give you 10 years. We'll give you until you're 30, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't get one speaking role till you're 30, then it might be time to think about
back
it.
Out.
Maybe.
This is so similar. My parents did the same exact thing. I was in high. They said, you can have 10 years, or basically, if you can get acting. And what happened is I started getting hosting, and I was like, well, this is much easier myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's an ongoing feeling of you're never good enough. But.
Listen, I'm on board
every
day.
I know.
Every day.
It's a hard thing. It's a weird feeling.
It's a neurotic
thing.
It's a neurotic thing. You got to find balance in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, do carpentry or something.
Something
else. Yeah, something
Look
else.
To Jesus.
Yeah,
exactly. Dude, have another hobby. You know?
Yes, definitely have another hobby.
Yeah, but, praise the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's like where your martial arts comes in. And
exactly.
The focus and discipline must help with that.
Although, you know, now that I'm a little bit older, here's a trade secret. I'm like, I do not practice at all because I'm like, yo.
I got this.
It's there. It's like riding a bike. Come
muscle
on.
Memory.
Muscle memory. Yeah. And we're doing film. You know, we're not doing it on a stage. It's
right.
Like, okay, we can do it in cuts.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Be okay.
Post, just fix it in post.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
So you decided not to take the martial arts angle. Was that did you consciously think, if I go into martial arts, I can add to my marketability as an actor?
Right.
Or did that happen before? How did that happen?
I think the martial arts happened before.
Yeah.
I literally was just, I was going to open up like a kung fu studio.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't even going to do acting after college. And then I was like, well, I do want to be an actor as well. And I, all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. I can
do
both. You know, Matrix was out, obviously, for years. And it was like, I can
do that. Made it the coolest thing, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then obviously stunts is like a very good way to get in because, you know, even if you're not going to be the guy saying lines or being the hero, you can be the dude getting beat up by the hero.
Yeah, totally.
You're still on set. You're still eating
craft. All I want
food,
is craft,
you know?
And a chair. That's all
Boom.
I want.
That's
literally,
what I'm talking about.
That's exactly right.
Nap time.
Exactly. Literally, I want craft and a chair.
Yep.
That's it. I could be happy the rest of my life.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Folks, this is an example of...
of a random Asian American actor.
Right.
Of an attention
Beautiful.
Whore, pretty much.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
True.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's, and don't be ashamed of it.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
You can't.
It seems like everybody's like that. It's just some people show it more than others, you know?
Yeah, secretly
but
everyone else is like it. We just took it to another level.
Exactly. I mean, look at social media, you know? People are like constantly wanting all that attention.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So everybody's an attention whore, but you guys are coming out and saying, yeah, we are.
We own it. By the way, it is hashtag National Coming Out Day
for
everyone. So I am coming out as an attention whore.
So
slash
artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I see nothing wrong with that. I remember going to my therapist because I'm Jewish and we always go to therapists. And I was like, I really like attention and I really like to be codependent with a man. And I'm like, and I think I feel really bad about it. And he was like, why? He was like, some Neanderthals were better in groups with a partner and they were the head for entertainment. So you just are in that lifestyle. And I was like, oh, cool, all right. So then like $8 million later, I was like, all right, I'm just going to own it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Totally.
Yeah, well.
Some people are different, you know?
Exactly.
I love that story, by the way, yeah. about the book. I guess Yom Kippur,
the Book of Life and Death.
You guys, I did not know that. You have a year where you're being judged to have the next year
yeah,
to live.
Yeah, so you have like a week in which to, right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And he like literally, or she, whoever God is, yeah. will write you in. Right. And I always picture this big old book with the wizard and the feather
That's
quill
what they
pen.
Teach us.
They
That's
teach us
they
this.
Teach us
That's
that.
Right.
Yeah. And they sign you in the Book of Life.
That's right.
And that's
Keeps you in line, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Does it? And
yeah, it does. But this is supposed to have in a confessional.
Correct.
That you can go
it's
to every
exact
day, right?
Same thing. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But here, so here you get to do a reset
once a year.
Once a year,
right.
You know? Right.
You don't have to go to confessional every week.
Right.
I know, go kill somebody, then
yeah,
go
exactly.
confess.
I
and continue. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work like that, you know. But it gets pretty deep. I mean, it's interesting because they distinguish between sins that you committed against God and then
yeah.
against other people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, and they're saying, you know, that you can pray to God and ask for forgiveness and all this, but you have to do the same with people
yeah.
and actually
mm-hmm.
go to them.
And that's
and
why I do like Judaism because I'm studying Buddhism, which is, I think, a really practical, not even religion, just a way of life. But Judaism does allow you to, if you don't have all the belief or commitment to God, you can still work out Judaism with other people. It can be just people you apologize to. So
right.
I do like that aspect of
right.
it. It's much more sort of practical than just like, God, I did this and this. It's like my sister will email me and be like, I apologize for this, this, and this. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It works, you know. And yeah, I mean, look, if I do
I don't,
say so
I don't
myself,
email back. I really should. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
You're that sister.
Yeah, I'm that
yeah.
sister. I got to
nice.
Email back. My bad.
Yeah.
That's because you're the youngest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, thanks, Katie.
I'm the same
bye.
Way. Yeah. I'm the same way. We take and we take
we just
and we take.
We take so much.
Yeah, that's all it is. One day we'll get back.
But we're entertaining.
Right. We're charming.
The jesters of
yeah,
the family.
Exactly. How can you hate these faces?
You can't.
Come on.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Steve-O Young is in the studio with us, and he's obviously in films and movies and stuff in the action part of things. And I went on your Facebook page, and
yeah.
I'm seeing you like with lightsabers and guns
yeah.
and everything.
How, can you explain what a lightsaber is when you're holding? Have you held a real lightsaber?
Oh, they're lightsabers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like those toys. Where
so it is like the toys.
Fiberglass, and obviously they have it reinforced. Plastic or whatnot.
And then it doesn't make the sound, does it?
I don't think it makes
the sound. Of course not. No.
Shut up.
All
right.
I wasn't
Let
there
me have my drink.
This isn't posed.
All right. Easy there.
When we did training, it was just sticks. You know,
oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah.
That's so cool.
Then they do the effects afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it looks like light. Don't you think this is like in CGI later that they add it? Don't they
yeah,
just
if
like...
Yeah, if you look at the behind the scenes of episode 7,
uh-huh.
they literally did have light. Lightsabers, where they're like
actual lights.
They were actual
they
red
were projecting
and blue.
The
yeah.
light.
Yeah, projecting lights,
wow.
so it makes it easier, so you get the reflection off their faces.
That's
yeah.
true,
you know,
right?
So,
that
yeah.
great ending with Drog. No, I'm saying it wrong. In where he was on the catwalks.
Yeah.
Anyway,
with Kylo. And
no, it was the one before that yeah. I didn't like. But the end, Draw. I'll think about it. Anyway, the fights have always been the best part about
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
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 It's very cool, and that's what you trained at, you know.
Yeah.
That's I see you also do like motion capture, right?
Yeah,
I see
a lot of video game stuff.
Yeah, like
wow.
you have a lot of like yeah. those sensors on your body and stuff.
Oh wow, you
yeah.
have the ping pongs.
Yeah, have the
wow.
ping pongs. They do face capture too.
Wow.
You know, so yeah.
And is that for video? So you're getting they're capturing you and you're fighting for the video game.
That's right.
Exactly.
Wow.
Then they
yeah.
put it into the character that they
right.
create yeah. on the computer in 3D.
Have you ever
yeah.
played yourself?
Actually, I'm in a project this year that. You can see my face.
Oh.
Like that for me is a big one.
Yeah,
like, oh,
that's your representation.
Cool.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How cool is that?
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, the games are like amazing. You know, I used to be in video games, computer games, back in 1994.
Yeah.
So things were starting out, you
sure,
know.
Sure, Oregon
like
Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Just load up on ammunition
yeah,
and
right.
get the squirrels.
No smallpox. No smallpox.
No smallpox. And be a banker.
And be a banker,
that's
always.
That's how you win.
Yeah.
And keep water.
But hey, we had Doom and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then
days,
you know what's up.
Yeah.
yeah.
No,
yeah,
I know. So. Hey, I'm playing games these
mm-hmm.
days,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Just to
mm-hmm.
see what the graphics and
right.
the design is like. Because
right.
I worked at it 30 years ago,
yeah.
you know,
right.
doing
right.
animation and stuff. I mean, I was one of the first to actually do computer animation, 3D animation on a Mac.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, 1990, 91, that's when Photoshop came out.
Wow.
Imagine working before Photoshop existed with computer graphics. But I'm telling you, I started it from nothing, you know? So I was doing amazing things, right?
So you're saying you invented the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam invented the internet.
Essentially.
Essentially,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's cool to be on the forefront.
There was some kind of a breakthrough there that I did.
Something happened.
Yeah.
You contributed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But at the time, no, I mean, I was even a beta tester for Pixar with a render man and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I was like, I got involved even though I was small and independent. You know?
You like gadgets since the beginning.
Always. So anytime I saw something like, you mean I can do animation on the Mac? Bam, I went out, spent $7,000 on software.
Dude.
Software. But this thing paid for itself in one jump.
Oh, I bet.
Because I was
able... No one else had that, I bet.
Yeah, I was able to do Star Wars stuff on the Mac.
Wow.
Pablo Escobar. Yeah. CGI. One job. Boom. Done.
Done.
Exactly. Meanwhile,
get
you
out.
Paint.
Yeah, right. That's amazing.
So it paid for itself, and I got to do something that was self-taught and I loved to do.
Nice.
And I guess with the radio, the same thing
happened.
Absolutely.
Same kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Also I see you on the dials and all that on the computer.
So, yeah, right.
What's up? You're still using it. You still got it, Sam.
You still got that soundboard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
It's funny because my husband and a lot of guys I know and a lot of girls I know, but they all play video games. And now I never did. I played Duck Hunt like twice. Mm-hmm. It was just terrible. I don't have good small motor skills, whatever. Let's move on. But a lot of like my husband and those guys that played the video games, whenever we're lost, they can always in real life, they can always find their way out. And they accredited it to video games.
Wow.
Because it's like James Bond or friends. And we had to go in rooms and find your way out. And like they did testing. And in the New York Times, tons of studies that children that play have a much better spatial sense and better motor skills. And I'm like, God, that's what I should have been playing the whole time.
There you go.
But yeah.
But today games have stories. They have realism to them.
And they can get in and out of exits and rooms. And Brooks is like, I can picture it like a video game. And that's how I know where to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's incredible.
But you got to check out everywhere some of the games. You know, like for example, like the latest one from Uncharted 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that game? It came out recently.
The final fight. I was a sword double for the bad guy.
Dude, he's
get
in
out
everything.
Of here, man.
Check it out.
Get
it's
out.
On
wow.
Facebook.
Woo. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that was Naughty Dog, so thanks to that studio for
Naughty Dogs?
Me.
Wow.
Yeah.
They always have cool names, the game shows.
Yeah, Naughty
game.
Dog.
Yeah, video games.
Yeah,
like
Insomniac.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those dudes.
And, yeah, so, I mean, I've just been checking it out, but, you know, I don't like when the games get difficult and shit, you know, that's not the part that I like, but I like to see how they make them. I like to see the advance, because I worked for a big studio, you know, they were called Westwood Studios, and they were, like, in Las Vegas in 1994, it was, and then they were bought out by Electronic Arts.
Oh,
or,
nice.
Yeah, one of them. But, or Vivendi, was it? Or something like that, right?
Big one.
Yeah, one of the big ones they were bought out by. But that was like, I mean, they were like, they paid for me to move from L.A. to Vegas so I could experiment with 3D animation for them. And it was, it's always been part of me.
Right.
And then my kids were born and I was playing video games and computer games with them. And so today to see the ability to animate based on motion, because, you know, before we just had to animate a person.
That's right.
And it looked cartoonish, you know. I mean, how would you do it? Only at Lucasfilm can they afford to do that, you know, or Pixar or something. But for, you know, for a small budget thing, you know. So now you have the motion capture, which makes it more real.
That's right, yeah.
And cheaper to do.
Yeah, it's like magic. I'm thoroughly convinced one day we'll just have cardboard boxes be all of our biggest actors and actresses.
Totally.
And then the animators
they'll make so much
will
more
just
money.
Animate something.
Totally,
on top
you can
of
see
it.
That for sure. Or robots.
Exactly,
yeah.
Definitely robots.
Yeah.
I'm going with robots.
Yeah, the robots are definitely going to happen.
That's right.
It just may not all look like robots, but
they're
going to
look like us, then they're going to take our jobs.
That's right.
Yeah, or not even necessarily like persons. I mean, a robot can be just in the shape of a ball or anything. Yeah.
Japan, I think they have those dogs that are really good companions that are on robots, but they're like really strong for people, elderly people dying in hospice, just companionship.
Oh,
yeah. How's Westworld? Have you seen the
second
episode?
I love everything about it. Yeah.
Really?
I love it.
Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot like Lost.
Really?
It's very much. Well,
really,
it's J.J. Abrams.
It. Right.
Anthony Hopkins is, you really can't understand anything he's saying. But it is really well done. It feels like a mini movie at all times. It's great. And it is just the definition. It's basically a theme park of a Western world, and you get to pay and go there, and you can shoot people, and you can go on adventures.
Yeah,
yeah. And do whatever you want. But it's like, it's so interesting because it brings up that question of who's a robot, who's not a robot. And do they have emotion? So it's right what we're talking about. So it's really good. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Casting director on Westworld, I'm available.
Yes, me too. Me too.
We're all available.
And I'm, yeah, there's a lot of like nudity, but tasteful.
Hey, nice. That's HBO.
That you is
know,
HBO.
They know how to do it.
Tasteful
right.
nudity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To me, every nudity is tasteful.
Yeah, I know.
But then again,
obviously.
She's like, I know.
No, listen, it's very well. Candy know, Newton is great.
Yep.
She's
I'm
excellent.
You, men are very simple to figure out, you know? Just, yeah, I mean, you know, and we've said this before, you know. But anyway, Steve-O Young, actor, stuntman. I mean, this just the pictures of the stuff that you do here are amazing.
Have you, you gotten hurt ever?
A couple times, yeah. I mean, they have done it to myself.
Wow.
Just ridiculous.
Really? What's like the biggest injury you've ever had? Have you ever had surgery from it?
No,
okay,
surgery. I
you.
Had to get some stitches.
Oh, you're
you know?
Fine. That's
yeah,
nothing.
So it's okay. I mean, I feel like the biggest thing I had to do was like get hit by a horse, get a, you know,
how
get
do you
a
do
bomb
that?
Strapped to my back and then exploded. But
oh
that's like, you know, that's special effects. So.
How do you do the horse thing?
You just stand there. And the horse is very smart. And the horse knows not to trample you, but you just have to. Like, there's kind of no way to practice
right.
that.
Right.
They just kind of you just kind of stand.
Do you
there
have a mat below
it.
You?
No.
So it's just you're there's no you stunt. Go. There's just a horse yeah. running into your.
Yeah,
leg.
The day I did it, I was actually just like it was on 47 Ronin, which was Keanu Reeves'
sure.
samurai movie, and I was just like I was standing there, staring at this horse about to barrel down on me, and I was just like thinking to myself, I have a college degree. What am I doing here? I should have been an accountant.
I have
and,
that
but
thought
I'm
all
here.
The time.
Yeah, right.
Always. I'm doing stand-up
yeah,
and someone's
exactly.
heckling me. I'm like, I
right.
got honors in Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I doing?
How dare you speak to me like that?
But that's you what a moment when the horse is so dead.
Yeah.
How many times did you have to do that?
That was like four times, five times.
Same
but, you
horse.
Know, same horse. But, you know, that's the problem with telling stunt stories. Is like you'll be in a room with some stunt people, and I'll tell that story, think I'm like super cool. Hard,
right.
You know, I'm hardcore. Somebody would be like, yeah, I was on Transformers, and a car barreled over and landed on me, and I got up and kept doing the shot. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be quiet now.
Yeah, right. But that horse is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. They're very smart. Very, very
and
smart.
Very well trained.
Very well trained. They were like Spanish horses. So,
okay,
I don't know,
okay.
Something
wow.
in the water over there. But yeah.
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 That's incredible. Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Like,
it was
how
like
do you...
a wall of meat.
It was.
Yeah, it was just like
they're
smack.
Just all muscle.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, you're lucky, horse, that I can't punch you back in the
wow.
face.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, and then Star Wars Rogue One, it was like being in like Saving Private Ryan every day.
It was just warfare.
It was just warfare.
Oh my God.
You know, they'd be like, okay, we buried like these like little poppers.
Yeah.
You know, they're just tiny little explosives that just they won't hurt you. They just, you know, shoot sand in the air. But it's just like you're just running like take after take
it
and
feels
just
real,
bah, bah,
bah, doesn't
explosion.
It?
Boom.
Whoa.
Oh my God. You're just like, oh God. This is fun but also terrifying.
I'm also because it's so real.
Yeah.
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 But, that's so
yeah.
funny.
But there you go. I mean, you know that you're taking a certain amount of risk when you do these kind of
yeah.
things. I mean, stuntman, you know, it's like, it's not like you don't get paid for sitting around on the couch watching TV.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
And I'm sure you work with specific safety measures too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
there have been like in Batman, there's some major like safety issues that have happened in the past.
Yeah, luckily I've been on, every production I've been on has been very safe. And I think mostly because I just complain.
I would too.
I'm just kidding.
I would too.
I don't know, but really everything
you
has been
very
safe.
You have to make sure.
Safe, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everything's been cool. And yeah,
great.
It's all good.
So what are you working on now? I mean, are you promoting anything we didn't talk about yet?
Well, I'm going to be a co-star on an episode of Workaholics in the new
that
season.
That's awesome.
I think it's like the third episode of season 7. Legends of Tomorrow comes out October 27th. Obviously,
The Last Ship.
Rogue One. Watch The Last Ships for the fight. You won't see my beautiful face, but you'll see some action.
You'll see the choreography.
Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff you're doing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
How can people find you? How can they find out more about you?
Well, they can be on my Twitter. Twitter is Mighty Steve Joe, Mighty Steve J-O, and then Instagram mostly is Steve O Young _. And then Facebook, Stephen O Young. Yeah. And then, or just call me, whatever.
Whatever.
Google.
Exactly.
I'll find Google.
Call me. I'll be there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I mean, well, if you're in the market for a partner or something, we can find something.
There you
for
go.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to, I mean, you guys should be, if you're not impressed after this show,
seriously,
then go to Facebook, you know, and you'll see all the pictures and you'll be convinced.
It is kind, to be honest, it's a panty dropper type of job. Oh, I'm a fight choreographer.
Oh, it hasn't dropped any panties in my life. Listen, I just want jobs. Jobs to drop.
Totally.
Okay?
I
am available. I am
career,
ready.
Career, career.
I will audition for you.
Yes.
Let's do this.
There you go.
That's a true actor.
Yeah.
No panties. Just drop. Just work.
Yeah. Just work. I'm good.
There
I'm
you
good.
Go. Stevie O Young, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you,
everybody,
Steve.
Check him out. And let's see now. No debates for how long now? 2 weeks?
My God, I don't know. I need a break, dude.
Yeah, right.
I need a Xanax and a shot of vodka after that one. My God, it's so stressful.
I know. I try to. I mean, look, Facebook is all about
everything. The whole world.
You know, we don't talk about anything else. All of a sudden,
Why would you? You have a buffoon. Whatever. What's funny is Billy Bush has been suspended from the Today Show and probably will be expelled. I don't know if that's the right word. Fired, basically.
Right.
And it's funny that like the third hour host of a Today Show, it's too much for that, but not too much to be president.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They can fire
that's
for that,
a
but
good
like,
point.
Do you know what I mean? Like he's still in the running, Trump, but Billy Bush is like, no, that's too much for the third hour of the Today Show.
Yeah, well, so, what are you gonna do? You know, it's all everybody's like a phony. You know, I mean, I think everybody's got all these like sexual things behind closed doors, but when it comes to, you know, to these things, it's like, oh well, you know, you can't say these things, you can't say that thing.
You also can't do
it's
those.
Like,
things.
No, that's true. But why did Billy say anything? Anything about doing something? Or
well,
just
the
Trump?
Big thing for women is he was like laughing along, which I get.
He
you're
was
the host.
Laughing along.
Not bad,
okay.
But what happened afterwards, he's like, oh, look at her. She's so cute. Move over. Not a big thing. It's what happened afterwards is that when they got off the bus and they're talking to the woman they've been ogling and talking about her and her boobs and all that, he says, oh, aren't you going to give Donald, because the Donald said he wants to kiss her and have Tic Tacs. And he's like, I can't help myself. So Billy Bush goes, it's so creepy. He's like, why don't you give the Donald a hug? Don't you want to give him a hug and a kiss for coming here? Mm. And it's very like pimpy and right after they had talked about it and then he came off the bus and then he's like, what about me, the Bushy? You want to give the Bushy a kiss? And
oh,
wow,
really?
So that's fucking creepy. I'm sorry. And it's also right after they discussed it. It's real. They're like, look at the legs, move over. Oh yeah, I hope that's not the publicist. Oh yeah, that's yours, Donald. Yeah, you rocked it. And then he's like, give him a hug and a kiss.
Yeah.
So and he's like getting Tic Tacs in preparation and so it was nasty.
You know, if they kept it to themselves, then it is locker room talk.
I don't know, man. That's gross. Grab him by the come on. How do you even do that physically?
No, no.
What
but
is that?
I'm not saying I condone anything about saying, but for doing this by any means. But what I'm saying is, guys talk like that all the time.
I don't know if they do. They
guys talk like that.
Like
a
that.
Lot, a lot.
Aggressively like
very
that.
Very aggressive.
Like grab him by the pussy. They say stuff like that.
They might say like I would. No, I'm not saying that I would.
No, I know, I know.
Okay.
But I think
but
a lot of men have come out and said...
A person would say, hey, man, I'd grab her by this, I do her, I do
yeah,
this.
I do her, I get. But when you say something so, like, specific and weird, it just... I've talked to a lot of guys and a lot of like sports people have come out saying that's not what we talk about in the locker room. That's super
not
weird.
Not in the locker room, but I think friends, I don't know. And I'm not going to put you on the spot and you're a guy, but what
no
I'm
comment.
Saying is, exactly. But all I'm saying in my experience with guys,
they can get dirty.
Yes.
And I get that. And girls can get really fucking dirty too, excuse me, but we can.
Right.
It was the weird assaultiness of it, saying I can do whatever I want, they let me kiss them, I'm a celebrity, I can grab them by the pussy, whatever I want I can do. That amount of like self-aggrandizing, saying I could literally do what I want to a woman, was the weird part. I get guys talking dirty, that's totally okay.
Yeah,
but this seemed a bit, it crossed a line for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And is it presidential?
Yeah, exactly.
I
do I want that character trait in a president? And questionable. And I get if a president talks dirty. JFK was a dog. That guy was boning interns left and right. I get that. Right. It was the aggressive assault saying I can do whatever I want that is very fearful for women.
Right.
But I get the dirty thing.
No, right. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just that nobody's condoning any of this behavior at all. But guys do talk like that.
I just think this went over a line that I would say most of the guy friends I know would never go that far. Saying, I can do whatever I want to a woman.
Well, not publicly, but...
No, but even in private, saying, I can do what I want to a woman, that's very...
No. Well...
Because he said that. That was the weird part. I get the dirty thing completely.
Okay,
y'all can talk about whatever you want. Yeah. But the idea of saying, I'm a celebrity and I can do what I want and kiss them when they don't want it, it's aggressive and assault.
Yeah. No, if they don't want it.
Exactly. That's the part that crossed the line.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay, well, we got the message, folks. We're always in agreement here. Steve O'Young, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
You've
you
been a lot of fun. Thanks for making the drive.
Thank you for having me.
You know, he made a drive, and that's a sacrifice. Oh. You know, it's
to talk to you,
know.
You, lovely. No,
but you didn't, you didn't know that we would be. So now
I didn't know you would be. No, it was definitely a gamble.
There you go.
There was a gamble, but it paid off.
Could have been terrible.
It did pay off. Everybody, check him out, please, and watch his career grow. And once, like you said, once you are a star, don't forget us minions down here.
I will not forget.
Seriously.
I will not forget, but I will be a terror. It will be awesome.
He's going
to
kick our ass.
I'll be a half hour late to all interviews. It'll be awesome.
He's going to be like, where's my coffee?
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, maybe you're just a sword fight away from stardom. You never know.
You never know. That's the thing about Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of roles, Asians, right? Or me.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, that's my thing. People are always like, we need diversity. And I'm like, do you mean you want diversity or you want a job?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I want a job.
I want a job too.
I want a job.
I do too.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing about Hollywood, as you know too. It's like your one gig could be, that could be the break.
I went in my first job just to do a fake commercial, and I made the guy in the back laugh, and he was the casting director for Reels Channel. And then I got three hosting gigs for like 5 years. That was my start.
Yeah.
So it's like you really don't
know. You never know. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yep. Well, anyway, that's it for today. We're so over time again.
Nice.
But sometimes I just like doing that. You know?
Rebels.
Yeah, exactly. To live on the edge a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm dangerous too.
Stick it to the man.
Exactly. If I can get away with something, I'll do it.
There you go.
My hosts do it all the time and I get really irritated. But there's no live show after us right now. So
screw figured, up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go 5 minutes into the next.
Sounds a boss.
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, Tori, thank you as always for joining me. Thank you. You know, yesterday when you were wearing that thing, it wasn't in the picture, but when you're sitting here and I saw only the top, it seemed like you had the same outfit as Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
you
God.
Know?
I don't know if that's a compliment.
There was like stripes. I mean, no, there was like, it was going down in gray here, and then you had something blue, right?
Oh, you mean her outfit from the debate?
From the debate.
I have to say, to be honest, and I did read a report in the New York Times, Ralph Lauren has been kicking ass on her.
Really?
But that last debate one was my favorite outfit of hers, so thank you.
But yeah, you just wore the same color, so it just occurred
I'm
to me.
With her and always.
It just occurred to me, you know, and I do have brain farts sometimes. And on that note, folks, thanks you all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.